What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Chapter 5. The 1888 message sees the cross from another perspective. Part 1. The Old Testament evidence. Introduction. Jones and Wagoner saw the sacrifice of Christ as far more glorified and effective than our current presentations of righteousness by faith make possible. They saw how, as our second Adam, Christ literally saved the world, which Adam had ruined by his sin, reversing the condemnation in Adam by justification in Christ. By his great sacrifice, he has accomplished this salvation for all men. Thus he has actually given the gift of salvation to every man, inasmuch as he has died the second death of every man. Jones and Wagoner saw this truth as the refutation of universalism, for they saw unbelief as a far more deadly sin than is usually understood. The lost by their unbelief thrust from them the gift which Christ has already placed in their hands. Bound up with this truth is a far more effective motivation in soul winning. The Bible evidence. For every person, as the seed of the woman, Christ conquered Satan, not merely wounded him. He did more than merely offer us a provisional deliverance. In Abraham's seed, Christ, all families of the earth are in fact blessed, not merely provisionally, or possibly, or perhaps. The vision of Jacob's ladder during his time of despair teaches that the blessing of the gift of salvation is again assured to unworthy sinners. All Christ's universal sacrifice for sin was typified by the daily burnt offering for all men, including the unbelieving stranger and the foreigner within the land. Healing was not offered on condition of anything the wounded soul could do first. Rather, it was freely given, but was received by his looking. Repentance and obedience were not required before every man could look and be healed. They followed the thankful realization that he was healed by looking to the serpent. The Lord invites anyone to pray this prayer. He is already every person's shepherd who will acknowledge that he has made himself such by virtue of his sacrifice. We don't work to earn his care as our shepherd. Illustrates the effects of Christ's universal justification for the children of men, whether Israelites or Gentiles, worthy or otherwise. If this were not true, all would perish in these various disasters. That us to whom a child is born is the entire human race. All these blessings are theirs. In him. 16 First personal plural pronouns all refer to the entire human race. The human race do not bear their rightful griefs or sorrows. Christ bore them. A cosmic, divine justice demands that our peace, all men's, be balanced by a corresponding and equitable chastisement, which Christ suffered as our second Adam, corporately one with us. All men are infinitely in debt to him already. As surely as all sinned, so surely has the Lord already laid that iniquity upon Christ. In context, the phrase "the Lord our righteousness" is seen to apply to the earth, that is, all men. But he is received thus only by believers. Over the face of the whole earth, the Holy Spirit brings conviction of sin, because the sacrifice of the Lamb of God has been applied to atone for every curse. Conviction of sin is possible only if Christ has already paid the penalty for that sin. To be continued in Bible Study 6, Part 2, The New Testament Evidence. Summary of Part 1. From the beginning, Israel's mission was to tell the world of a universal sacrifice for sin, not try to hoard the blessings to themselves alone. The purpose of their presence in the world was to win souls from everywhere. If they had understood their own message, they would have enlightened the world effectively, and the four cruel world empires would never have arisen as they did.